It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 2085, recorded Thursday, March 26th, 2026. What a scam. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has a toothbrush do-over, plus what the heck is it's from Dickie D and Mo, plus a gadget that might save you money on your electric bill, plus another apartment gadget. All next on the Giz Whiz!
Same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, the only man that can save you 35% on all your gadgets, Dick D. Bartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing really good.
Excellent.
What's been up this last week? What have you been up to?
Let's see. Today it was 75 degrees in New York City.
Woohoo! Spring.
And tomorrow it will be 45.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yes. This happened like a couple of weeks ago. We had one gorgeous day. And then it is not expected to hit 60 for the next week.
I used to have a boss that every time that the weather would fluctuate, he'd come into work. This is how people get sick. This is how people come down with colds. It's 70 degrees one day and then 45 degrees the next day. This is how people get sick. That's all, always what I remember. Man. Have you been enjoying it while you can, getting it out to
the
park?
Well, you know, we have been working on the greenhouse. I sent you a few photos. It was like a month ago or 5 weeks ago, we had that tremendous snowstorm and the greenhouse collapsed for about the fifth time. And then it said, oh, let's just build our own. Mainly he started building one. So I bought lumber from a Home Depot and he started doing the framing.
This looks amazing. This. I love the brackets, the paint.
Yes, yes. Brackets came from Amazon. Who knew that Home Depot delivered lumber to New York City?
Oh, wow.
Not in a truck. I had this happen once before. It's $30. And he said, would you like your lumber the next day? And I said, yes. And then it said, we don't have a schedule yet. You'll hear later tonight. And then at night it said, a car has been dispatched to pick up your order. And I said, a car? Well, that's better because a truck, the streets are so narrow here. And then in the morning, I got a GPS map with the guy saying, here I am. In a SUV, and I have your lumber, and I just followed him over the bridge, and it was.
You had like a little GPS tracker, so you're watching him come over.
Yes, it was great. It was great.
That's fantastic. And then the
next slide. So then we started covering it with the clear plastic.
That looks great.
And then we had a tremendous rainstorm. Uh-oh. And Dennis said, you know, this plastic is sagging. And I said, wait a minute. I remember these polycarbonate panels you can buy, also on Amazon. So we bought a box of them. And I consider them incredibly cheap. 6 4x2 foot panels was just $60.
Oh yeah.
So we
6 4x2s. So that ends
So in other words, we had a 4x8 foot roof.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are currently putting that on top of the greenhouse. So probably by next week, I will. Yeah, that's what one panel looks like.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's going to go up over the plastic that we found sags under the weight of a lot of rain. And these are rigid, and that should make the rain roll off pretty easily.
Yeah. I'd even, yeah. I would be curious if you should put that like underneath the plastic, and then the plastic gives like a perfect barrier or whatever.
Doing the other way around. The plastic's already nailed, already there. Stapled. Oh. Yeah,
it's
so this is going on top of it.
Right.
And the greenhouse has a fair amount of pitch to it.
Yeah.
So the water should just roll off.
Oh, that's great.
That's been a fun project.
That is.
What about you?
Oh, gosh, what have I been up to? I had apartment inspections today, so I had been kind of tidying up the apartment quite a lot because I was going to have people come over and look in everywhere.
Who inspects it?
So they do it about once a year, and they get all the inspections done kind of at once. They inspect the AC unit. They will change the filter if it needs to change.
Oh, okay.
But then they also check all of the fire alarms. They make sure the sprinklers aren't covered up. And then the problem is they run the entire building's fire alarm. And what they'll do is they'll walk into a room, and this room has one of our fire detectors, our smoke detectors are hooked up. So if there's a whole building fire, everyone goes off. And they are so loud. I didn't realize they got this loud. They are so darn loud. I must have been gone the last time they tested it, because it sounds like... It sounds like one of the, like, there's a difference between the beeping of a fire alarm and, like, the rattling alarm sound that some of those things can make. And I didn't realize this one can make it. And it happens in three rooms in my apartment. And they check each one in every building in my building. So I had to listen to this fire alarm go off at least 100 times today, because it goes off 3 times per apartment in my building, you know, and there's, you know, I don't know, 20 apartments.
Oh, so every apartment they go to sets yours off? Oh,
exactly. So they set it off for the whole building so they can go, yeah, that one works. And then they walk into a different room, set it off for the whole building, go, yeah, that one works. Go in a different room. So there's three in every apartment. So I had to, I could tell. I get one and I go, okay, two more coming in about 30 seconds. Here comes another one. And then it'd be like a break for 5 minutes as they go and knock on the door for the next apartment. So that
happened. What do the animals think?
Oh my God, they hate it. So they bark their heads off the first few times, and this may not be advisable, but I started to train them that every time a fire alarm went off, if they didn't bark, they got a treat. The scary part is like, okay, well, if there's a real fire, you know, kind of want them to bark. It didn't really work that well, so, you know. It worked about 50% of the time. So I'm pretty sure that the next time it goes off, it's not going to be a very effective strategy. But it did help me keep my mind working today. Keep everyone a little calm that every time it went off, it'd be like, we got to the end where all three would go off and then I'd hand them a treat and they wouldn't bark each time. That happens. So it's like three different people. It's the AC. They'll check the AC. They check the fire. And then they also check the window sills. They check all the windows. And I think that's specifically a Florida thing, is if there's any water leakage around the windows, they want to fix that kind of quickly, because that happens. Is if there's any water damage around the window sills, they want to fix that real fast.
Oh, okay.
When there's a whole team of people came in, looked at everything, and then left. So I had been kind of tidying and moving things around and just making sure that it wasn't super...
Well, at least you know you're safe and it's over.
Exactly. I mean, it does. They test everything. I mean, there's like this weird water spigot thing on the front of our building that today now has this, like, you know, the leaves had fallen because all the leaves are falling. And there's this gash in the leaves where the water, they had tested it, and the water just pushed all these leaves out of the way. And so in the front of our building, there's leaves, and then this trench where there's no leaves, and it's because they were spraying water, testing the water device or whatever. It's just very funny. That's been one of the things I've been up to this week.
Excellent.
Let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, let's start with a what the heck is it, and here it is.
I love what the heck is it.
Another what the heck is it. Only person here in the studio, Dennis Wunderlin. What the heck is it?
Looks like a belt for someone who has a lot of keys.
Yeah, what?
A lot of keys. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, instead of wearing a keychain, you just
I haven't every no key idea. Separately. This is, it's a...
No, not exactly.
A quick-release doggy bag machine.
It's to hang hats or belts or ties.
I might need to get this. But I don't really love the hat sleeves.
It fits in with your theme.
First, you have to do something else with this. And that is... Take a hanger.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. A little bit of Velcro action there. And then this goes over there.
Or hooking.
Oh, that's
clever. I like that.
This is clever, isn't it? Yeah. Now how much would you pay? Now you can hang 10 hats. You get two of them, so you can have 20 hats. So let me get some hats. I went through my hat collection, and Gizwiz Biz, oh boy, Tech TV, World News Now,
wow,
Mad TV, Parks Department, Henry Stern, the Parks Commissioner years ago, had a ceremony once a year and gave hats to what he considered famous people who used the parks. And I got one, and I was dubbed Parks Official Mad Hatter.
Wow.
Okay, and I got my cap. Family Feud.
No way.
What I could not find my Match Game hat, my Mad hat, one of the best things ever. Number one on my bucket list. Be on TCM with Robert Osborne. Amazing. And host a night of movies, which I did. And then, I have a Good Morning America hat too. But anyway, this.
You wear a lot of hats.
I wear a lot of hats. All right. So the way you can do this is, I will not bore you. I'll show you how to hang a couple, and then we'll cut, and I'll show you a bunch of them hanging together. So some people prefer to hang them like halfway down.
Yeah.
So that the cap shows like that, and they'd all be in a row. And other people like the whole hat to show, in which case you use the band in the back.
This design so much better than the one I showed.
So instead of speeding up the camera, I'll just stop the camera and I'll hang these. Okay, I'm down to my last hat. Gonna clip that in here. And as Dennis pointed out, make sure all the caps are facing the same way. And now they are all clipped in. And this is pretty neat. So you can hang up anything, you know, belts, ties, dollar bills. Okay. Very highly rated.
Your wedding photos.
And inexpensive.
Yes.
A two-pack.
Oh!
So you can hang 20 hats.
I'm buying
this. That's the other
way
to hang them, full open. And let's see. Binbov is the name. Binbov. Did very well in the ratings. One short of 8,600 reviews, 4.3 out of 5 stars. I like that a lot. And then when you go out, you could just carry it like this.
Very
and
nice,
then,
yeah.
You know, when you meet different people, you can just change hats. How convenient is that?
Your hat utility belt.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It could be a utility belt.
This is so much better than the one that I reviewed just a few weeks ago.
That was so funny because I almost had it to go that night, and you did yours, and I thought, I'll wait a couple weeks, but I want to use it while we're on the apartment gadget thing because it is a space saver.
I really like this. Also, one of the problems that I'm having with the hat organizers that I bought is that they're really meant for the wall. And I just don't really have a ton of space on the wall that...
Oh, yeah.
And so using your closet, well, that's where I store all my stuff anyway. You know, throw it on a hanger, throw it in the closet. That is such a better proposition to me. I really like that. And I like the clips. They seem so much.
Yeah, they're stainless steel. They're very well made.
I am totally sold on this, and the price is really good. And the other thing is that these clips really can be any hat. I see beanies in there. I see fuzzy hats in there. Where the one that I had, it really did kind of need.
I am absolutely
get out of here. The little nub on the top, it's hard to tell on black on black, yeah. But yeah, I really needed that. I really like this one so much.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Super.
Awesome. Okay. Next.
Okay. Answer. Here's a way to really cut your electric bill by up to 35%.
Welcome to Gizdyland Labs. Yes, you know that this is technical because I have a lab coat. Okay. Do you know about energy savers? No. Okay. Energy savers. One day I was searching on the web and I found this thing, this energy saver. And I think the person said, my electric bill went from $100 to $30 and you just plug it in. All right. And so, right now, I just typed in energy saver and this came up.
Seems too good to be true.
This is America's number one rated energy saver. Okay, easy to install, cut costs, saves energy, lowers your electric bill. This one only claims up to 35%. Also, I kind of love this, okay? All these famous tech, Radar, TechCrunch, Fox, Gizmo, nothing. It doesn't say that they approve it. They disapprove it. All these
logos of companies.
Yes, just logos.
In a black
Look at
line.
These companies okay. that would make us more reputable if they talked about it.
You can get one at 75% off. So you can get one of them on sale for $60.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, they're normally $150, but you can get one for $60. All right. So I searched around and I found an energy saver, and I'll show you what I got. So my power saver is Power Factor Saver 4-pack, all right? And what I'm going to do is try to open one, okay? So I have some handy tools that we'll use.
Oh my gosh.
I just don't know how you can just plug this in the wall and suddenly be saving.
The only thing I can think of is
35%.
It's like a timer and it turns off something.
They're
but
saving up to 80% of power. All right.
Something that uses power saves
how do you know?
Power.
Yeah.
I win your next electric bill. You know, it's very funny. This almost looks like the one that was in the photo.
It does.
That we showed earlier. Okay, so now how are we going to see what's in here? Okay. I am just wondering what secret circuitry. Oh, let me just give a quick look here. Electricity saving spike buster. Oh. Used to watch that when I was a kid, the Spike Busters. Looks like you just plug it into any socket. No maintenance needed. All right. So what is in one of these things? All right. Wait a minute. Oh.
Yeah, easy. Oh. Pops it open.
This is better than I thought. Probably all kinds of resistors and computers and... Wow.
Look at that, baby.
Wow.
The bottom thing is just nothing.
What? You got a resistor? You got a... What?
And an LED?
I believe that there is a lot of people going, are you kidding me? How could this possibly do anything? And also, what was one of them? Was it $59?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one was $59.
I'm pretty sure it looks exactly like this. I have four of them. Okay, one, two, three, four. And they are no longer available. They were $15 or $15.99. So what is that? Four, eight. Yeah, they were $4 each. Okay, so now I have the one I bought here. Doesn't it look identical to the one in the photo? Except mine has a label on it. All right. And the one here was $59.95 for one. And as I told you, I got four for $16 on Amazon, but they don't sell them anymore. So I typed in Power Factor Saver a Scam, and this came up. Power Factor Saver devices are a widely marketed scam that does not reduce residential electric bills. These plug-in units contain cheap, ineffective components or just dummy capacitors filled with sand. I feel cheated. I had no sand in mine.
You needed sand.
They rely on false claims that they clean electricity or improve efficiency. They cannot reduce your power usage. Con Ed, you win again.
Darn it.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
$60.
Yeah, that seems criminal. That seems ridiculous.
I mean,
$60.
It looks nice. Mine's lit, too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Golly.
Now how much would you pay?
You are just plugging in a capacitor into your wall and just I hope that none of those electronics go haywire.
Dennis said, wait a minute, you're doing it wrong. He said, unplug your air conditioner, plug that in, and then there's no outlet for your air conditioner.
Oh, there you go.
And your electric bill
much less
will go down fast. So
it's kind of what I thought this was at first. I thought it had a pass-through plug, and that it would just keep your device turned off for 30% of the time or 60% of the time. And
no,
hey, it's only on 30%, so it's causing you 30% less. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yes. And the thing is, if you plug it in and it reduces your electric bill, why do you need four of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you buy the four pack, they're only $41.
Jeez, what a scam.
So now you're in for 40, 80. Now you're in for $165.
What a scam.
I paid $16 on Amazon.
ScooterX shared this. Electricalengineeringportal.com. I never heard of them, but they have a really long article about everything that these things are doing, you know, what they're claiming, explaining the terms that you're looking at, and telling you basically that it's a big scam and that it does something, but it's not.
It lights an LED.
right. It's not doing what it claims. So that is a really nice thing that ScooterX found. I'm glad that you didn't pay the $60, but still, even then, oh my gosh. I can't believe these reviews.
Oh, yes.
Plugs in and works great.
What?
This is why you really should not trust reviews.
Can't believe it.
You can scam reviews. Now there's only six on this.
Okay.
There's only six reviews, but still obviously fake. 4.4 stars. Like no way.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Beware. Mm-hmm. Beware. That's funny, though. I mean, it really does seem criminal. I mean, there's no way that these things work. There's just no way these work.
No. And also, I just loved having those names of the electronic websites that probably don't even know that their name is in an ad.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. TechCrunch, I'm sure. Does TechCrunch even write articles even anymore? Like, yeah, no. There's no way that The Verge is sitting there going, yeah, this is a great product.
This is great. Oh, boy, I have to get one for every outlet in my house.
This is like a scam from top to bottom. That's crazy. That's crazy. Okay. Well, a gadget you shouldn't buy.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. This is my toothbrush do-over.
Ooh.
Did I learn from last week's show?
It's do-over time, okay? If you watch the show on a regular basis, last week I actually demoed a toothbrush I bought and hated. Fortunately, with Amazon, I returned it the next day, and the day after that, I love that they put the label over with the photo. All right, so I believe I got everything I wanted. A charging base and an easy way, hopefully we'll find out together, an easy way to change heads. You get the U-shaped brush and you get straight brushes. And the problem with last week's thing, it had its own weird charging cable. You didn't just put it in a base. And also it said, you know, decide what kind of brush you want at that night when you're brushing your teeth. And it says you need scissors to pry the brush out to change it. Oh, look it.
Mm.
Number one.
I like
free
that it
mousse
comes
came with
the
package. Okay.
The foamy,
oh, and it's chocolate mousse. That's what I wanted. Last time they sent vanilla mousse, which I didn't like at all. Okay.
And Canadian mousse flavors.
Intense mode, gentle mode, massage mode, whitening mode, darkening
mode. A la mode.
All right, so.
Dennis said a la mode.
That's very funny.
You know what? This better have a charging base, because I am. I am already freaking out. All right. Everything is unboxed. All right. So we have the charging base. All right. Judging from the photo, I thought it was USB-C. So there was my first mistake. It's old fashioned.
Micro
USB.
Micro. But then I realized, you plug it in once, and then that's it.
You have to turn it three times.
Yeah, luckily, yeah.
One time.
All right, so at least it has a charging base. That's good. And massaging your gums, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know if you want to do that. Massaging gums, you get two of those.
Some people do that on their tongue.
Straight.
To really knock off tongue gunk.
You get the... I don't know what it did with it. Oh, you get the mousse. And the other thing is we're just going to see how to change brushes. Very, very few instructions. It's not a word on how to change brushes. So I assume you just pull it out, okay? It was exactly
the
same
price. That's
the way
it is. It's very easy to change
brushes. And Amazon gave me my refund in 2 days. And then I bought this one for the same price.
Yeah, this was way better.
Let's see. 5 stars from, not reliable. 5 stars, 15 people. And the brand, oh, my God, Relaxadog?
What?
I guess it is. Relaxidog.
Relaxadog.
Charlie, come on. I'm going to brush your teeth, buddy.
Time to Relaxadog. Oh, my gosh. That is so silly. Relaxidog?
Yeah, it does.
This looks
anyway, so
way
this is
better.
Way better. Way better. Now, I've used it for 3 or 4 days now. The straight brushes are actually short. I mean, they worked for me, but probably for a kid.
You mean like the length, not the... bristles or the
the length of the brush. So when you put it in, that's kind of a big motor that you're holding, and then you have a very short brush.
Yeah.
But I mean, I did a couple of nights with the brush. I like the U-shaped thing. I like brushing my teeth in 45 seconds.
Yeah.
What I do is I use my regular big toothbrush in the morning, and at night I do the 360. I liked that it came with a can of mousse.
Me too. Because that seems silly too. Is the other one required that exact style of foaming toothpaste, and then
you're
on your own? This really does seem
black and white.
Yeah. Every feature you needed is here. It's funny. I actually trust these a little more, but yeah. Yeah, see, it's like the verified purchase. I'm almost nervous about that, but like, I don't know.
Do you brush your tongue?
So yeah. Yes. After I do, I don't do it every day, but you know, I don't, before I go out for the weekend or anything. Yeah, I'll brush my teeth and then I do my tongue, and then even sometimes
with the little plastic thing or with your brush.
Just with my brush. The brush will work. And I haven't used one, but I've seen like there's tongue scrapers and things like that to kind of like scrape off your tongue and stuff. I always felt like the brush was pretty much good enough. And then sometimes I'll try to get everything is even like the insides of my cheeks and stuff every once in a while, but not every day. You know, it's just like feeling like it. Same thing with like mouthwash or flossing. I typically don't do mouthwash or floss every day, but once a week, you know, throw it in the routine.
Okay.
Type of thing.
I just do my tongue after I swear. And I figure, oh, this is not good.
It's a good one. That's good. Yeah. You got to make sure to use soap, though, after
that.
Exactly. The price seems really amazing, $30. And I like the charging base. It seems so much better. I mean, everything about it seems like a huge upgrade compared to
the one
before. Okie dokie.
Oh, boy.
It's time to get a bit crappy.
No, you don't need it. But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. This is the gadget. And I recorded a video about it earlier. Whoa, there it goes. So let's take a look. Here we go.
I don't know exactly what that does.
Okay, so we are back with another apartment gadget. And today, this was the whole gadget, not a ton of packaging. Here it is. This is a way to hopefully add an extra surface to your living room, easily on the couch or a chair, with just this. Holy moly, it's hard to get into. Well, as you can see, there's a surface and there's some legs here that will hopefully allow this to clamp onto a chair, just right onto the armrest. So we're gonna take this out into the living room and see how well this works to add a surface to my living room. Okay, so here we are, and there we go. That's the whole gadget. So hopefully that'll stay, you know, relatively level. It'll work on this type of armrest, and then as well, it'll also work on sort of this rounded armrest as well. So, now that we have that here. Okay, I've grabbed a few things that we could use. That's good. At least it's holding those things up, so it doesn't look like it'll really matter. Whoa, good thing that wasn't open. If it's on the edge or not, that was one thing that I was kind of worried about. And then, you know, other than that, it's a nice little table for you to add while you're watching whatever you want to watch. I actually kind of like it. It's not a ton of room. I mean, you couldn't really even eat like a Happy Meal on this thing, but oh my gosh, the cat is making an appearance. It will hold your drinks and things like that on it quite nicely. So there you go. A little table for
That's
your house.
Decent.
Yeah.
That's decent.
Honestly, it's one of those things that if I have it around, I could easily see being so lazy that I want this little thing right there. It's completely made out of like raw wood. It feels like it hasn't been stained or anything. So one thing that I feel like if you put a glass on it that has any condensation, you're absolutely going to get some rings on it.
Oh, yeah.
So be aware of that. This is just raw wood, but inexpensive. So here it is, only at $10 for the tray. You know, and I guess if your armrest is larger than this opening, you might have some difficulty, but it's pretty big that almost every armrest it'll fit on. There's lots of options. I mean, if you didn't want this style, if you wanted a larger one, if you wanted one that is stained, this one's only $13. Quite a few. This one looked really interesting that it, instead of, I can't tell if this is like spring loaded or not, that sort of around the edge thing, but it has these magnets for a tray so you could have like your phone and coffee and stuff and then unhook it if you wanted and just leave it there, which is kind of interesting. So there's a whole bunch of little options for these type of tables if you don't have the option to put a table
very
right
nice.
Next to
it.
Very nice. There you go. So there you have it, another apartment gadget. And with that, let's move into Dick's Gadget Warehouse. If only it would play. One second. Well, this. There we go.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
All right, we have a video from Mo, but just a reminder, you're going to have a new
theme.
For next-
yes, yeah. I'll be asking the patrons soon what the next theme for Chad's Crappy Corner will be. So become a patron today so that you can vote on the theme. So Mo had a...
Mo has a What the Heck Is It? And I haven't watched it, so this is it.
Oh, if it will. We're having problems
I've
corralled loading
my family
today.
Around the table, and we're going to do another Guess What the Heck Is It?
You just let the animal play a role in this?
There it is. Hold on. I'll give you guys...
Oh, I broke it.
You guys can all grab one.
Ow. Do the stuffed animals have to do something with this, or...?
Okay.
Oh, I think I know.
I have an idea. Can you guess what this is?
I don't know.
The gizmos?
I have an idea.
Looks like a battery. Yeah.
Okay. Just so that we give the people... Looking, look, an idea.
It's an air battery.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can she a battery? Definitely. Can she tell what it is?
Oh, the kitty.
I know what this is.
It's
hold
the
wait, 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 wait. I just figured it out. Oh, I think she's guessing it. The cat's guessing it.
Maybe you put like a. Maybe it's a place to, a way to hide messages in battery compartments.
Oh, that's that's great.
No, I think it's to recharge the batteries.
Waterproof.
I think it's to either waterproof the batteries or recharge them.
Everybody's wrong.
But the battery definitely goes in here. And then I guess, I'm like, yes. I'll give you that. Yes, you put a battery in there. But what is it used for?
You're able to put a battery in here and then you spin it around so the battery can learn how to do ballet.
No. Okay, this is another hint.
It's not a travel thing.
Whoa, what?
I think you want to say something.
Okay, so in case you want, yes, like what you're saying, player one, if you want to make...
Oh, I know the little one. I don't know the big one.
Wait,
this
fits right in here.
Wait, let Puma...
You know those...
I
guess it's like a...
Goes in.
You know,
you're close. You almost
but does it fit another piece? It looks like battery adapters, basically. They look like adapters
to figure out this one as well.
Size it whatever you want, but I still don't understand...
This one first. What is it?
Why or how?
That's the problem. You can't figure out what this is.
Let's say a double A size.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Okay,
I don't know.
This is the reveal. So this is to convert a triple A
battery
to a double A battery. Don't have a double A, you can make one from a triple A battery. The only thing is they all have the same voltage, I think it's 1.5, but they have different capacities. So the capacity is not going to be the same. You eventually will have to get another battery, but in a pinch, you can just use this. Then the other idea is you could either use this or use a real AA battery and put it in here and convert that AA into a C battery.
Interesting.
And then this one is for a D battery, and you take a, just the way you had it, a AA battery. I would use a AA battery for these big ones. But using this right here with the adapter, you can make it now a D battery. AA, and use it maybe on a flashlight.
I think.
And it does. But on a single use, like this flashlight, it does work. This is using the adapter.
So interesting. Okay,
bye now.
Bye.
That is so interesting.
Say bye.
Oh.
I've seen the A to the AA, but I never knew about the C and the D. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And that first step, I was like, okay, that looks like a AA, but I don't know what you put in. I was thinking like watch batteries. I was like, what do you put in there?
Oh,
that's funny. Yeah, AAA makes so much more sense. Yeah. That's so interesting.
Oh, they're cheap.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it's still that 1.5 volts, even on D and C batteries. I didn't realize that. That's so interesting. I'm very cool. If you're in a pinch and you bought AAAs, I wonder if one day the battery technology will be so good that a AAA, like a tiny little AAA, could really hold the power of like a D or something, you know, have the capacity one day. That'd be cool. Or like you could throw a rechargeable thing in there. I mean, I guess you could throw a rechargeable AAA in there and have a, anyway, interesting, adapters for your batteries.
Exactly.
Battery
Mo,
adapters.
Thank you. Like Mo Torres. This is great.
Thank you. And thank you to your family for all the good guesses and the kitty cat, the animal actors that you also got in there. They're all adorable. Very great. Thank you, Mo, for that. That is interesting. Very interesting. Very cool. With that, let's move on to the letter, which that video will play right now. Now.
Okay. So we had no emails this week, but I got this funny ad from Pulse TV. I buy a lot of stuff there. I have no connection with them. And it said, if you need industrial strength rulers, we have a great buy on them, but we are not allowed to name the manufacturer who made them.
Oh, so it's almost.
But I think, Chad, our audience might be able to, from the ad.
I don't know if we'll be able to figure out this mystery. I don't know. There's no name in the title here.
No.
I don't know if we'd be able to figure out.
There's some sort of kind of crazy marking on.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that picture. That is a riot. And I guess they're new because Black Plus Decker, they decided to rename themselves. But the other reason I'm bringing this up, if you need two rulers for $10, this seems like a very decent deal.
Yeah.
I think shipping is $5, but still in all, it's a 16-foot and a 12-foot.
That's great.
And
I like that the quick release. I've had similar designs where they you know zip back in there. It looks like these are the two different designs for the bigger one has markings on both sides. The smaller one has these easy to read down the middle. That's really interesting. Yeah, I agree. $10 for these. These seem great.
But don't say the name out loud.
Don't mention. don't look at the photos too closely. Yeah, you might see the brand name.
Exactly. So I have no investment. I have nothing to do with this company. But I thought it was a fun thing. And a good buy if you need some rulers.
That's great. I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. That's where you'll support our show every time we upload an episode. Every episode you'll be supporting. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to those of you who are patrons and who have supported us for years, years and years. Thank you, thank you, thank you to those amazing fans who support us on Patreon. You can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website. Click on that and you can click on that banner to take you to our Patreon page. Also on this page is a PayPal link if you want to donate via PayPal. That one won't be recurring like the Patreon one. Some people like to give via PayPal. Thank you, thank you, thank you. However you support our show, thank you so much for your support. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. The website will update with the live stream whenever we are live, so just head on over to gizwiz.tv around that time. If there's ever a schedule change, it'll be posted on the top of the website, and so you can keep scheduled perfectly along with us and our show. While we're live, join the chat room and chat along with our fantastic community of folks who are there talking about the episode as we record it live. We super duper appreciate them. And if you miss the live show, all of our episodes are there after the fact at gizwiz.tv or on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. Dickie D writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder or a link back to a gadget, head on over to gizwiz.biz. That is the place to check it all out. While you're there, play the official What the Heck Is It game. You gotta guess what this gadget is. You don't get the Black Plus Decker logo on the side to know the brand. And this is the entire gadget. It's obvious to me that this is a strawberry peeler. You know, every time, some people just don't like those strawberry seeds on the edges. So you gotta peel those strawberries. Got a strawberry peeler right here. If you think you know what this is, get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess on over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.